praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. These programs are based on the ministry of Witness Lee and his 21-year crowning work, The Life Study of the Bible, which focuses on the enjoyment of Christ as the divine life as revealed in the Bible. We hope that through these studies you'll be brought into a deeper enjoyment of the Scriptures and of our dear and precious Lord Jesus. You can contact us by sending email to radio@lsm.org or reach us toll-free 888-LIFE-STUDY. Now, let's join today's program. We have a very helpful program today dealing with a topic that is often debated among believers, and we're glad that you've joined us and hope that you'll stay with us for this Life Study of the Bible program with Witness Lee. This program is furnished by Living Stream Ministry, and Ed Marks is with us in the studio again today as we look at our next to the last life study of Romans. I'm really glad that you're here, Ed, for one of these final broadcasts on the book of Romans.
Chris, I'm really glad to be back, especially for these concluding broadcasts on the wonderful book of Romans.
It's been a marvelous life study, Ed. I would just mention that after these next two programs, we're going on to the book of Hebrews, and I know that those messages are classic as well. Today, Ed, we have one of the great goals that we as Christians set for ourselves, and that is the matter of walking according to Spirit. Is this a proper goal for us as Christians to set for ourselves? It seems, in one sense, like one of those nebulous and kind of spiritual items that may be a somewhat difficult to get a handle on in our experience.
Yeah, Chris, you're right. It's very critical that we Christians walk according to the Spirit. In the epistles, Paul even commands us to do this. Of course, in Romans 8:4, he tells us, he charges us that we need to walk according to the Spirit. Even in Galatians 5:16, it's an imperative. He says, walk by the Spirit, or walk according to the Spirit. So this is a command in the New Testament. And we have to realize when Paul uses the word walk, this word means that we need to live, move, and have our being according to the Spirit. So everything we do in our Christian life, we have to do according to the Spirit. We've seen on previous broadcasts how God's will is He wants the body of Christ. Well, if we don't live by the Spirit, there actually is no body of Christ in reality. Just like we have the blood in our physical body. The circulation of the blood in our physical body makes our physical body living and moving. Well, the blood, I would say, quote, quote, the blood in the body of Christ is the Spirit. And the circulation of the Spirit within the body is the fellowship of the body of Christ. Well, if we're going to live in the reality of the body of Christ, everything we do has to be according to the Spirit. So how can we walk according to the Spirit? Well, that's what this broadcast will talk about. That's why it's so good that our listeners have tuned in for this wonderful broadcast to see how we can practically walk according to the Spirit for the building up of the body of Christ.
Ed, we may hear walk according to Spirit, but what we really think we hear is behave ourselves, live up to the standard. I think our listeners, we would beseech them, stay with us today for this life study, because we're going to find out to walk according to the Spirit much deeper, much more profound than that. Let's join Witness Lee.
God sent His Son, and His Son was crucified on the cross, that God might condemn sin, in order that something might come out. And this something was the fulfillment of the righteous requirement of the law in us.
Amen.
In the people who do not work according to flesh, but according to Spirit.
Amen.
By incarnation and by crucifixion, God condemns sin. God removes it. God puts it aside. By doing this, there was a result. There was an issue.
Amen.
And the issue is that all the requirements of God were fulfilled. Fulfilled in whom? Fulfilled in us.
Amen.
The people, chosen by God. The people redeemed by God. The people visited by God. And the people reached by God and touched by God. All of us, all the parts of us are VIPs.
Amen.
Because all the recent requirements of the law have been fulfilled in them.
Amen.
They are God's chosen people. Out of billions, God has chosen you.
Amen.
God selected you.
Amen.
You don't treasure yourself. You don't realize that you are so precious. Too many times, we all hated ourselves. God never hated you. Eternity, God liked you. God just liked you. If you ask him, why, God, you like me? He would say, I just like you. There's no reason. Us, who are God's selected people. And God redeemed people. Could you see? And God touched people. We all got touched by God. God touched me. He touched me over 50 years ago. That way, I became another person. You have to believe God's word. Don't consider your situation. Don't look at yourself. Here it says, fulfilled in us, walk not according to flesh, but according to spirit. Within you, you may say, no. I've been watching all the time according to flesh, not according to spirit. Even this morning, if I check with you, brother, are you watching according to spirit or according to flesh? You would hesitate. Why? Because according to your realization, you don't have the sufficient support for you to say with boldness, I walk according to spirit. Rather you would say, I walk just a little bit according to spirit, mostly according to flesh. In the spiritual world, God does everything by speaking. When God speaks, that's it. God speaks not being in the being. In the spiritual world, you, as a child of God, whatever you say with a sincere heart, that's it. You're saved. But if you say, well, let me think about it. Well, according to some of the evidences, I might be saved. Then you might be saved. Whatever you say, that's it. Whatever God says, it is. God speaks, not being into being. And you are a child of God. Be careful of your saying. Are you saved? You are what you say. Learn to say, not in sincerity, but in faith.
Yeah.
Paul says, as we have the spirit of faith, so we speak.
Ed, ultimately, God's righteous requirements are fulfilled in a people who walk not according to flesh, but according to spirit. Is it really possible that our walking in spirit begins with our speaking it?
Yes, Chris, it's not only possible, but it's a reality. We Christians need to realize that God is a speaking God, and he does things by speaking. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Well, in God's New Testament plan also, the way he does everything in the new creation is by speaking them into being. Romans 4:17 is a critical verse. In this verse, Paul tells us that God is the one who gives life to the dead and calls not being as being. Now, we need to realize God is this kind of God. He calls what is not being as being. So maybe you feel like you don't walk according to spirit. Well, if you speak the facts in the Bible, your experience will follow those facts. We need to be one with the speaking God to speak what is not being into being. In the same way, a very critical verse is 2 Corinthians 4:13. In this verse, Paul tells us that we have a spirit of faith. And since we have a spirit of faith, we need to be those who believe and speak the things that we believe. For us to walk in spirit, we need to speak the fact that we are in the spirit. We should speak every day. Even this morning, I enjoyed doing this. Just declaring out loud, even when I was alone, I said, I am in the spirit. Why did I say this? Because Romans 8:9 says, you are in the spirit if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Well, as Christians, the Spirit of God does dwell in us. Based on this verse, since the Spirit of God dwells in us, we are in the Spirit. We need to declare the facts. I am in the Spirit, and I walk according to the Spirit. When we declare these facts by faith, our experience will follow these facts.
Ed, this is perhaps one of the marvelous keys in our Christian life, and you mentioned specifically dealing with the doubts in our mind. Every believer struggles with this at one time or another, most of us, much of the time. But just speaking the reality of the facts oftentimes is enough just to dispel those clouds of doubt that fills our mind. That's wonderful fellowship. Let's rejoin Witness Lee for more of our life study.
We got educated in the wrong way. We were educated in the way that you have to realize you are no good. You have to pray. You have to fast. You have to wait on the Lord. If you are going to receive the Spirit, you have to repent. You have to confess all your sins. You have to tell all the stories of your sins. For 3 days and three nights, then after this, boom, something will come upon you. Then you will receive the Spirit. I have gone through all this kind of a wrong education. You know what? I am the fourth generation of Christian. All the school from elementary into college, I studied all the mission established school. I got a lot of education. All wrong. Concerning the spiritual things, nothing is right. Concerning the physical things, everything was right. They taught me mathematics. They taught me a lot of things. Everything was right. Physically. But spiritually, everything was wrong. So, it took 20 years to read off all this wrong education. I believe even this morning, many among you are still under, unconsciously, subconsciously, that can influence. Even if I would pose this question, have you received the Holy Spirit? A number of you would have. I see. I have three questions for you to answer. Do you walk according to Spirit? Are you according to Spirit? Are you in Spirit? Walk mostly refers to your doings. Are refers to your being. Not only your doing is according to Spirit, but your being. Not only so, even much more, that you are just in Spirit. Not only according to, but in spirit.
Amen.
Are you? Do you have the assurance? Do you have the boldness?
Yeah.
To say that you walk according to Spirit, and you are according to Spirit, and you are in Spirit.
Yeah.
Where are these 3 points mentioned? The first point is mentioned in verse 4. In us who walk according to Spirit. You have this first point. Then the second point is in verse 5. For those who are according to Spirit.
Amen.
Who are according to Spirit? You have to realize, I walk according to Spirit, for I am according. And this indicates the walking according to Spirit comes from the being according to Spirit. Your doing always comes out of your being. Then the third point is mentioned in verse 9. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If you are not a person in Spirit, you could never be according to Spirit. If you are not according to Spirit, you can never walk according to Spirit. I sure like to talk with you about in. My, the little word in. Just 2 letters. In, the small in, is meaningful. We often have to say, I walk according to the Spirit because I am according to the Spirit. What a great thing to be in the Spirit.
Well, Ed, here was an interesting word and an enlightening one. Witness Lee referred to his own testimony of being wrongly educated spiritually. What was this wrong education? And do many people suffer from this kind of improper spiritual education?
Yes, regretfully, I think I have to confess, and I think many of us have to confess, that we did get the wrong education. And of course, the wrong education is any education that doesn't match God's holy word recorded in the Holy Bible. This is the right education. You know, people will ask us, have you received the Spirit? And how do we answer that question? Well, some people think you have to fast for many days, you have to repent, you have to do all kind of things in order to receive the Spirit. But the Word of God tells us that when we receive Christ as our Savior, He comes into us as the life-giving Spirit. Now, as believers, the Spirit of God dwells in you. 1 Corinthians 6:19 is a marvelous verse. Paul tells us, he says, do you not know that your body is a temple of God and that the Holy Spirit dwells in you? We need to realize this as Christians. When we receive Christ as our Savior, He came into us as the life-giving Spirit. Now, as the Spirit, He lives in us. Now, since that's the case, we need to follow what Brother Lee said to us previously, and that's these 3 critical verses in Romans 8, verses 4, 5, and 9. Verse 4 says we need to walk according to the Spirit. Verse 5 says we are according to the Spirit. And verse 9 says we are in the Spirit. Well, if you put these 3 verses together, what you see is if you're in the Spirit, that means you're according to the Spirit. If you're according to the Spirit, that means you walk according to the Spirit. So it all comes back to being in the Spirit. Now, what does Romans 8, 9 tell us? It says this. You are now in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Well, does the Spirit of God dwell in us? If we are believers in Christ, yes, He does dwell in us. Since He dwells in us, we are in the Spirit. This is a fact that we need to believe, that we need to declare, and that we need to live by. We are in the Spirit since the Spirit of God dwells in us. We don't need to fast and pray. We don't need to climb Mount Kilimanjaro to receive the Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells in us, and we are in the Spirit. It's that simple. We just need to speak the facts, and our experience will follow these facts.
Yeah, let's go back to Witness Lee for the conclusion of our life study.
Dear saints, do you realize that you are in the Spirit? Do you realize, really realize that you are in the Spirit? Why we have the boldness to say that we are in Spirit? Verse 9 says, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since, if indeed, this means a fact is here already. The Spirit of God dwells in you. There is such a fact. Since the Spirit of God dwells in you, you are not in flesh, but in Spirit. Since the Spirit of God dwells in you, you are in Spirit. Do you have the fact that God's Spirit dwells in you?
Yes!
I have.
God's Spirit dwells in me.
I have the full assurance that God's Spirit dwells in you. Everyone among us has the fact. Oh, the Spirit of God dwells in me.
Amen.
Not will dwell, neither have dwell, but dwells.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
It's a present fact. The Spirit of God dwells in me. Well, some may say, yes, the Spirit of God dwells in me. Why I made that ugly song to my husband? You have to say, regardless, instead of, even I made that song, the Spirit of God still dwells in me. And His indwelling is continual, without any break. Since the Spirit of God dwells in you, you are in Spirit. If anyone has not the Spirit of Christ, he is not in Him or of Him. You have to see, of refers to the position. In refers to what? The condition. If I don't have the Spirit of God, I am not of Christ. This is a positional matter. You cannot say, sometimes I am of Christ. Position never changes. Young brothers and young sisters, are you of Christ?
Yes.
Is there any problem?
No.
Are you in Spirit?
Yes.
No problem?
No.
Sometimes. That's right. Position settled.
Right.
Position settled once for all. Hallelujah. With all our Christ. Are you in the Spirit? Conditionally. As this is a conditional matter, what shall we do? How could we stabilize our condition? First of all, learn to say it. Learn to speak it. I'm in Spirit. I'm in Spirit. I'm in Spirit. I'm in Spirit. Sometimes you just say, in Spirit. In Spirit. Sometimes you just say, it. When you say it, what happens? You stay.
Well, Ed, we have talked about our positional in Christ. And in this last section, Witness Lee mentioned our conditional in Christ. The verses are clear enough. We know objectively and doctrinally that we are in Christ and in the Spirit. But how do we get our condition to match our position?
Yes, Chris, this is very good about our position and our condition. And in Romans 8:9, it has both aspects. We do have the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ is dwelling in us, so that means we belong to Christ. Now, how can we stabilize our condition of being in the Spirit? One way is we need to speak the facts. We need to say, I am in the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit of God dwells in me. Now, we may fail, we may fall, surely. And when we fail, we need to fall. We need to confess our sin. He forgives us of our sin. And then we can come back to being in the Spirit. That's a temporary setback. The reality should be that we are in the Spirit by speaking the facts that we are in the Spirit. You know, it's very interesting that we've mentioned this verse, 2 Corinthians 4:13, where Paul says we have the same spirit of faith. And then he says, I believe, therefore I speak. That means we need to exercise our spirit to believe the things that are recorded in the Bible and to speak them. When Paul quoted this verse, 2 Corinthians 4:13, he was quoting from Psalm 116, verse 10. In this psalm, it also speaks of our need to call upon the name of the Lord. Later in that psalm, he says, what shall I give unto the Lord for all he's done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I would just encourage our listeners, not only do we need to speak the facts to be in the Spirit, we also need to speak the Lord's name. We need to call on his name. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, no one can say, Lord Jesus, but in the Holy Spirit. Do you want to be in the Holy Spirit? I would ask you this question right now. If you do, just say, Lord Jesus. Call on the Lord's name. Say, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I need you. Lord Jesus, I like to be with you in my spirit. When we say, Lord Jesus, we are in the Holy Spirit. This is speaking the facts that Jesus is Lord, and it's by our speaking his wonderful name that we can be in the Spirit and stabilize our condition of being in the Spirit. So day by day, we need to call on the Lord by saying, Lord Jesus. The best thing is to say, Lord Jesus, I love you, continually throughout the day, to stabilize our condition of being in the Spirit.
Yeah, and I really appreciated you coming back to this word stabilize, stabilize, stabilize regarding our experience, our condition, because so often Christians and we ourselves are on somewhat of a roller coaster. And that can be a very troubling experience to go up and down and up and down. But this matter of speaking the reality of the facts in Christ is really vital to have our condition stabilized. Ed, I've enjoyed our life study of Romans and your contribution to it. Thank you very much. I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. If you have any questions or would like to find other Christians in your area who also enjoy this ministry, feel free to call us toll-free at 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 1-888-543-3788. Or you can email us radio@lsm.org. Thanks for listening today.